I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this will be interesting, Lee.
Well, let's hope so.
Will the Democrats starve Americans, including children, to get funding for the people they care about the most? Illegal immigrants. Will they do that? It's a fascinating social experiment.
That's been to look like they're willing to do that.
Yeah. You know, and if you've got a few extra pounds, most Americans do, you know, maybe that's the reserves the Democrats are counting on here. And when I say that, I've got a lot of liberal trolls I've picked up lately for some reason. We don't want to serve Americans to help illegals. Why are you lying? They're not the most important. Yeah, they are. Let's review. Senator Chris Murphy on MSNBC 2024. Tell us, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy, who are the most important people to the Democrats?
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when.
Okay. And what he's on MSNBC there. If you're new to the show, I play this a couple times a week just to kind of reset where we are as a country. The people we care about the most, he's actually justifying to Chris Hayes, who's hosting that show. Hayes is mad that they haven't managed to achieve amnesty. And he's saying, well, look, we care about illegals the most. We're sorry we failed. We're trying. And you can see that priority, Lee, very clearly in this budget debate. They want the $200 billion for the illegals because they know they will go home if they don't keep them in Cadillac healthcare. We opened the show with this yesterday. Investigation by the head of Medicare, Medicaid centers, that's Dr. Mehmet Oz, found, I mean, like, I've never heard of such a thing, okay? I've been working all my adult life. I've never had a 100% vision, 100% dental plan free to me. I've never, nope. Have you ever had that?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I got a ton of text on this yesterday. Illegals have that. In these Democrat states that were illegally funneling them Medicaid. And even under Donald Trump, we're still finding all the places they hid the illegals on the Medicaid rolls. We've paid $1 billion in the last 3 months across just half a dozen states for these Cadillac healthcare benefits. Benefits, by the way, Dr. Oz says, they're better than Medicare. You worked your whole life to get Medicare? Or you're Jorge and you came over in the last 48 hours, whatever. Whatever. This is Mike Johnson yesterday, and he put this up on the board so you can see it. This is Speaker Mike Johnson. These are the Democrats' demands to us. They put them in writing, so he's got it on the screen behind him. Let's review what's on that.
Because they've been trying to confuse the American people. They've tried to say this is a fight about health care or this or that or any other thing, and it's very simple. They put this on paper. They made this their demand in writing in the record of the Senate, and it has not changed. These are just four subpoints there under fact number three, but there's many more. But among the things they're demanding, this is what the Democrats in the Senate are demanding to reopen the government. They want to give $200 billion in health benefits to illegal aliens and non-citizens paid for by U.S. taxpayers. That is in their proposal. They want billions in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries. So we stopped these things. They want to turn it all back on. They're demanding that we do all that to get the government open for hardworking Americans again. They want to give $500 million to left-leaning news organizations, and they want to cut $50 billion from rural hospitals. We cannot, we will not do those things. And they know that very well.
Well, that's why they made those demands, because they know Republicans won't concede to that most of the time. So this allows them the opportunity to drag this out even further.
Think about the brutality of that clip there, right?
Oh, yeah.
With the calculation of it. Okay. Keep in mind, the $200 billion for illegal immigrant health care.
Think about that figure. $200 billion.
It's only for 7 weeks. That was only, you understand, that's not for the year. That's only for 7 weeks. Because it does two things. Because that's the, you know, that's the $1.5 trillion, right?
Yeah.
And of course, it would also wipe away what was in the Big Beautiful Bill, which closes the loopholes so that Democrats at the state level can't sign up illegals. Because the federal law says, okay, you can't get it from the federal government. In other words, Congress cannot give illegals Medicaid, but it does not say the states can.
Right.
This is pass-through funding. So this is the lie the Democrats are you know, telling. But think about this for a minute. So they're holding up food for poor people.
Yeah, for American citizens.
I'm not going to lie, also some deadbeats.
Well, yeah.
But they're holding up food for poor people and some deadbeats. In an economy, Lee, admittedly, we're still recovering from the absolute kneecapping that the Biden and the Democrats did. There's not jobs. We have real jobs numbers. Now there's no jobs. There's no jobs for the illegals. That's why they got to give them the Cadillac healthcare plan or they will go home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
And so what they're saying here is, we'll starve Americans to get the people we care the most about, illegal immigrants, healthcare. But at $200 billion, this is such a huge omission. Don't miss this, that we spend $200 billion for illegal immigrants' healthcare in 7 weeks in this country. Which that about tracks with what we heard from Mehmet Oz yesterday. They only looked at half a dozen blue states and found $1 billion had gone out in the last 3 months, even under Trump, because we didn't know. We hadn't found it until they did the investigation. So that tracks about right. $1 billion over 3 months in just six states, that adds up pretty well. Or $200 billion for illegal immigrant Cadillac healthcare for 7 weeks. These people are very, very expensive to maintain, Lee.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but they don't think about it. There's a lot of people here who are like, wow, am I going to go back to Guatemala where my village doesn't have running water? That's actually really a thing in a lot of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Or am I going to stay here where I can get my diabetes medicine for free? Like, totally for free, and go whenever I need to the doctor because these stupid Americans pay for it. You're staying with the stupid Americans every time. We can't do this anymore, okay? Folks, I'm going to get into this today. We are slowly going broke, and the speed at which we're going, it is shocking. It's shocking. I mean, do you realize the national debt was at $37 trillion in August, and last week it hit $38 trillion?
Good grief.
And the Democrats won an extra $1.5 trillion for 7 weeks. Now, you know how that goes, and they do too. Once we spend it one time, once we print it, sorry, we don't actually have it, we have to keep printing it again and again and again because it displaces legitimate economic activity. You stop, it's like you hit a brick wall, you're going to lose a point or two off the GDP. So this is a permanent shakedown. You'll have to print this again and again and again and again. Wait, just to put this in perspective, okay? When we started this mess going into COVID, the federal budget was a little over $4 trillion. Mm-hmm. They're asking for $1.5 trillion for 7 weeks. I'm going to go through some of this today just to mind boggle you about what we have done since COVID. We have doubled federal spending since COVID. That was like 2021. Yeah. You know, 2020, 2021, doubled it. Why? Because we said, hey, emergency spending, we're going to spend $4.7 trillion to pay everyone to stay home. It turns out for no reason because Fauci lied.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, we'll do that. Okay, cool. And we'll also subsidize their health care if they're not working. They can't pay for it. Well, once you print out one time, if you stop, you will create the Great Depression. We'll get over it. Economic activity will displace it, but no party wanted that on their ledger, right? A massive economic crash. So what? You got to print a COVID check money every single year. That's why it doubled, $4.7 trillion. Yeah, well, double that. Let's go ahead and more than double the budget. That'd be fine. And we did. So we have to print that every year. We don't even have places for all this money. Right? I mean, why don't you just keep sending me a check to stay home then? I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll do something. Where's it go? This is why Kamala Harris, Google it, Breitbart, personally drove to Maryland to hand out to Democrat NGOs billion-dollar checks. Not million, billion-dollar. They don't even know what to do with the money.
They haven't even spent it, most of them.
No! We're going broke. There aren't enough people on Earth or in this universe to buy all this debt. So now we have to print the money to put it out there. This is not good. And, you know, there was a segment on Fox News this morning, Gen Z can't afford a house. Yes, that's the price. They're not getting a house.
Yeah.
Because houses, when we started this mess, $240,000 on average. Now it's over $400,000. That's just your average, nothing special middle class house. Gen Z not going to buy a house.
Well, part of the problem is that Gen Z is spending like a bunch of drunken Democrats.
Right, I know.
I mean, they're talking about, you know, and the quote was coming from a financial expert who was saying, stop going to Starbucks every day. Stop, or, you know, going Uber, take the train. Of course, she's talking about folks that live in the big cities where you have that. And, you know, that was the thing that she was going after them about. I think they're right.
Starbucks coffee is crap, by the way.
I don't know.
I can't stand it. I've had it. It makes my stomach hurt.
I can't afford it. So I don't, yeah. I mean, I buy their coffee beans and, you know, grind it at home. So
my brother is like a coffee fanatic, right? Like he cold brews all his coffee. Anyway, he studies coffee beans. He was going to open a coffee place at one point. It's a long story. But Starbucks buys cheap beans and then deliberately scorches them to, one, keep the taste consistent across the country, but two, to cover up the cheapness of the taste of the beans. You are a fool if you are buying Starbucks. I don't mean to offend you if you're in the line at Starbucks listening to the show or something, but no, you can make coffee much better and much cheaper in your house.
I'm a fan of Black Rifle Coffee Company, too.
So. Is that good? I've always meant to try that. It is good?
It's good, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I've been meaning to try that.
And they have some very good packaging, too, which I like.
Yeah, their packaging is kind of bad, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Makes me feel like I've, you know.
America, yeah.
America, yeah. Give me another cabot. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.